This is Freedom ERP with an above top secret member podcast. Just going to be talking about ATS mix and some of the things I see going on with ATS and some of the exciting things I see. So first of all, Johnny and Dave, ATS mix, blown away, staggered, absolutely superb show. Just getting through the backlog on my iPod, but just great show. Certainly didn't realise just what an interesting guy Robert Morningstar was, and certainly will be spending some time looking over a lot more information that Robert's produced via his websites and just maybe getting some of his literature. And certainly I'd always heard of or known of John Lear, but certainly to sort of hear him and some of his ideas and views and his friendship with Bob Lazar, interesting guy. I'd certainly advocate getting both of those two guys back on. I know people have download limits, break the shows up. I could happily listen to Robert Morningstar and John Lear probably for a couple of hours. They're just such interesting guys. Certainly Jane Fonda, bit of a revelation. I suppose I'd have a fairly negative view of her, but it was good to hear, good that you got her on. And, you know, she was talking about why she was in Hanoi and what she was doing. And that was a really interesting show. I'm just about to start listening to some of the moderator interviews. So that'll certainly be interesting to put a voice to some of the people that I've seen posting. Fortunately, I've never incurred their wrath yet. I'm sure that will happen one day. And certainly just some ideas of what you could do for the future. I suppose I'd look at it and say, any chance we can maybe get a more European balance to some of the shows? I know it's early days for you guys, and I know you do this. Probably alongside any other occupations and jobs you do, so I certainly appreciate that. But certainly might be interesting to maybe get someone on to talk about Rendlesham Forest, the big UFO incident in the UK in the 80s. Probably one guy there might be Charles Holt, who was the deputy base commander. Be interesting to see what he has to say. I suppose from a UK perspective, there was a guy who used to work for the Ministry of Defence who was always regarded as the UK's Mulder, was sort of responsible for sort of allegedly investigating UFO sightings in the UK. He was an ex-civil servant, and I believe now he's retired and does his own thing, Nick Pope. And then I suppose for me, what might be interesting, just to sort of follow on from the Da Vinci Code, the book and the film, was maybe, you know, maybe get someone on who can talk about, you know, their views on the Holy Grail. So just a couple of ideas. I certainly enjoy the debate challenges. They're certainly interesting. Maybe one day I might even be brave enough to actually go head-to-head with some of the real sharp guys. But great shows. Keep them up. Certainly I always look forward to them appearing in the download from iTunes. And when I'm out and about and I've got some time, always have them on. So keep up the good work, guys. Second thing I wanted to go on to was just to sort of talk about, you know, the real good news from the Three Amigos about them getting first round equity capitalization. I think you guys have obviously spent a lot of time trying to find the right people to invest in this forum. Having tried to do similar things, I know there are plenty of people out there who are just interested in the money. Delighted that you found someone who is interested in the integrity of these forums rather than just trying to make a few bucks. I suppose on a personal note, I have no idea what plans you have for the future, but, you know, I'd certainly be interested in, if it came an opportunity to invest or buy shares, you know, some kind of, maybe not full voting, but just some kind of investment in these forums. I only speak for myself, but I'd certainly be interested. I think there's a lot of integrity in what you guys are doing, so keep up the good work there. And then finally, just another thing, just really to hammer home, I noticed that Maverick Hunter had put a thread up regarding I found someone on the net impersonating me, and that loads of our podcasts had been uploaded by somebody else. Way to go, management, for just jumping on that one and, you know, getting the ATS lawyers involved in that one. top notch, guys. Great job. That's what we want to see. We do this because we think it's the right thing. The last thing we want is anyone making any money, ripping us off, or even ripping off our intellectual property rights. So great job there. So that's me done. Just saying, hey, continue to post, continue to look at everybody's posts, podcasts, and everything. Keep up the good work. And that's Freedom ERP signing out.